time for the dog spot. And it's a very good morning to Joe from Righteous Pups. G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
Now, you're not in the studio. What have you done to yourself?
Oh, I've pinched a nerve in my back, so I'm a little sorry for myself today.
You're going to rest and relax today, I reckon.
Oh, I know. I go out and I put something out.
Oh, that's not good. Hey, good topic this morning, play dates and dog parks.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, what should you know about play dates if you've got a dog?
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so first of all, it's good to know that dogs are incredibly a social species, just like us. So although some humans like lots of contact and some people don't like as much, it's the same with dogs. However, it's very good that we at least find one friend for our dog that they can play with on a regular basis for a couple of reasons. Firstly, it keeps them socialised to other dogs. And secondly, they can burn a truckload of energy, both physically and mentally, just through play. So there's a lot of good reasons to set things up. Now, the only thing is we've got to be very careful how we do that. Remember, we've talked about primates, humans and monkeys and gorillas, they all meet directly face-to-face, directly to each other. Dogs, on the other hand, are very different. If you watch two dogs saying hello, they kind of drift around the periphery and slowly circle in and then say g'day. So we want to make sure we're not putting them in a situation where they're face-to-face. We want to let them do it naturally. If you're doing it with two dogs on the in a first occasion, make sure there's no tension on the lead and let them take their pace. Now, there's a couple of things that we need to be aware of. Whenever we're not sure of something as a human being, we tend to suck in a lot of air and hold our breath. To a dog, that means you're about to attack, that you could be potentially about to strike. So just make sure that you're breathing, you're nice and relaxed, you're nice and calm. You'll soon see whether or not they're the right playmates for one another.
Joe, if you've got a particular breed of dog, should you find out if certain breeds don't mix?
Look, lots of dogs, it's not like that with dogs. However, you've touched on a really good point. If you have a really high-energy dog, no point trying to make a friend out of a low-energy dog, because the low-energy dog's going to go, oh, my God, this is too intense, it's too much, get away from me. So you want to try and match dogs that have a similar energy level, but you've also got to be careful there, because too high-energy dogs can send themselves real quick smart over the Richter scale. So you want to make sure that they're well matched, but they are playing appropriately together.
So it's a bit like maybe a high energy person and a quiet person. They may not mix, but you don't want two really high energy people together, do you?
Exactly right. Well, they'll burn through energy very quick, and it's just like three-year-old kids. Once the energy's gone, then it can get into a whole new world of trouble. Now, some things to watch for when they are playing. We don't want to see any stiffening of bodies or stopping. If a dog's just standing there and their body looks stiff, they are not having a good time, and that is a real indication that it's time to shut down that play. But also, if you see a dog trying to get away constantly from the other dog, hiding behind things, hiding behind your legs, sitting, that is their social cue. They're trying to tell the other dog, I'm not having fun. So we need to be aware of that. And if they're not having fun, it's just not the right friend for them.
Is that like when they put the brakes on?
Exactly, when they put the brakes on. Now, let's just talk briefly about the dog park. I love, love, love dog parks, but I'll never take my dog to one.
Why is that?
Now, the reason for that is because there are so many variables. When you've got more than three or four dogs, then you've got the recipe for trouble. And often what owners do is they come on into the dog park, they've brought their coffee, they release their dog, and they're off looking at their phones or checking Facebook or something like that, and they're not paying attention. And the minute dogs are left to their own devices in numbers, that's when you can have lots of problems. But if you love taking your dog to the dog park, here's a couple of tips. make sure you teach your dog a gold class standard recall. Have some really good quality treats in your pocket, because that is going to be your safety net if you need to get your dog back to you and on a lead and away from trouble and danger as quickly as possible. If you are there with your dog, make sure that you're paying attention. And just like the scenario with the two dogs together, if there's a dog hiding or sitting or trying to avoid the other one, you know your dog is not having a great time and it's time to leave before something goes wrong. Don't rely on the other owners to look after their own dogs. Like I said, sometimes they just switch out. And if there's more than four dogs, that's like having a pack of three-year-old kids running together. Sooner or later, somebody's going to get smacked on the head or somebody's going to get bitten a little bit too hard. So I would only play with dogs that, you know, that I know, so that I can reduce the risk of something going wrong. It's good to play.
I guess you know all about your dog, but you don't know about the traits of the other dogs.
Yeah, exactly right. And look, so, like it with anything, you can show up and maybe the dog's been in trouble this morning and they're bringing that to the dog park. The only difference is that they've got razor-sharp teeth, and if they get into a fight, it can get ugly.
That was Joe from Righteous Pups. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Hey, Joe, get well soon. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.